I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Minority evangelical Christians in southern Russia persevered despite cultural pressures. Eric Mock with Slav Gospel Association says these believers are often rejected because of their differences with Russian Orthodox practices. A second challenge comes from conservative Islam. Muslims believe that to call Jesus the Son of God means to blaspheme Allah. This makes it dangerous, though not impossible, to share Christ.
The persecution that they face is similar to what we will see in the days ahead. That persecution is inner and then external. As they hold fast to the gospel, they face isolation, loneliness, despair, and even depression as they face life really ostracized in their community.
Pray for believers to endure with joy and stay tuned for part two of their story in the coming days. And Haiti's rampant gang violence puts the safety of missionaries and local partners at the forefront for groups like World Missionary Press. WMP's Helen Williams says gospel work continues despite these challenges.
They are still staying by it and doing the work. So there is a sense of care, if you will, and awareness of their surroundings, but it hasn't stopped them, and they haven't had to change what they're doing.
Previous shipments of scripture booklets to Haiti have been delayed. However, local partners cling to the words of Isaiah 55:11, which states that God's word won't return to him empty.
You know, sometimes we take that lightly, but sometimes that's the hope that you've got that you hang on to. The Lord is going to honor his word, and so we keep giving it out.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free 30-day devotional written by TWR President Lauren Libby called Get Hope. It's meant to encourage you through scripture and help you meet life's challenges. Sign up for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.